So it's Sunday afternoon and I am at Leeds Festival and I am talking to Dead Poets Society. Guys, you played the fifth stage here. How was the set?
The set was fantastic. It was just an awesome show. Everybody was super into it, so it was great.
Yeah, I did notice quite a lot of energy from the crowd there. I think some people had come just to see you, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, it exceeded our expectations. Leeds, both Reading and Leeds, it's just been wild. First time overseas.
So you've been playing a few shows already in the UK. You've been having that sort of similar reaction in your other shows?
Yeah. I mean, it's always a wild experience to look out in the crowd and people singing music that you wrote in your room back to you. And yeah, the UK's been just the same vibe. It's just like, so cool to see all that.
And you guys are from California. How do UK audiences compare to those over in the States?
I think, well, yesterday at Reading was by far the craziest crowd we've ever played to.
Which crowd was better, Reading or Leeds?
I'm gonna have to say Reading, but I know.
Controversial.
No, I know, it's a little controversial, but it's like yesterday, I think the energy was just so high. I mean, it was like, just telling the other guy, it was irrelevant rather whether we were there or not. They just wanted pits, and that was cool with us. Yeah.
There's been a lot of that going on this weekend where, a lot of people have been making their own entertainment. And you've got some more UK tour dates coming up as well. Anything that you're looking forward to?
Looking forward to London. I think that one's going to sell out. So it would be really cool to get a whole, and we're headlining that one, so that's going to be a whole crowd that's ours. So they'll do all the singing and just play guitar.
And have you guys got any new music on the way?
Yeah, we've been writing for this past year, and we have way more music ready for album 2 than we did for album 1, so and it's already sounding very different, so I hope I think our fans expect different music every time we put out music, because we're kind of one of those bands that's always changing their sound, so we're excited for it.
And you have quite a range of sound in your set as well, I noticed, because you kind of started out classic rock and roll and then kind of ended up in sort of a bluesy metal. So, yeah, I can get that sort of feeling that you're always experimenting and innovating. So speaking of albums, one thing we like to do at Your Calling is talk about album recommendations. So I'm going to ask you both for one album that you've been listening to recently that you think people should listen to.
I'd say 100% Cleopatric Bummer is one of the best rock albums of the year, and it's just so different and so raw. You've never heard anything like it if you haven't heard it.
I've been listening to pretty much Typhoons on repeat, so Typhoons by Royal Blood, probably. Yeah.
Excellent. And what have you guys got planned for the rest of the day?
Drink and eat. Yeah, walk around. We don't have to get anywhere. We get the day off tomorrow.
Gonna catch Post Malone, maybe Two Door Cinema Club. Get all sweaty, hopefully don't catch COVID.
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks very much, guys. I've been talking to the Dead Poets Society. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, man.